Blog Talk Radio.
Your real illuminating moment. I'm O.W. Prince. Just because people didn't understand the Lord Jesus' gospel was not justifiable reason enough to kill him. It is when the rich and powerful religious rulers were exposed as hypocrites that the plan to kill him was born. When Jesus showed the people that they didn't need a temple or church or priesthood to be saved and that they could be free of temple taxation, or rather tithes and ceremonial rituals and ceremonial laws, that is when the rich and powerful religious folks sought to kill Jesus. He was hurting their power base, their source of control and influence. He was setting free those who were religiously enslaved by wicked men who prospered from their spiritual subjugation. And so the highly religious enslavers of others sought to murder Jesus, and they solicited others to do so. They solicited the Romans to do their killing for them. And so the followers of the Lord suffered persecution and death just like their Lord did. And we were happy to do so until Christianity. After 300 years of trying to kill the truth, the murderers of Jesus started to counterfeit the truth. They counterfeited the faith with a national worldwide church that sought to corrupt and change God. And the lie has continued until this day. Satan has been preaching in his churches that God requires church attendance on a regular basis, preferably on the Christian Sunday Sabbath, and that the tithes from Moses' ceremonial laws that were used to support the Levitical priesthood, who had no inheritance in the land, were to continue to be paid to the new Christian Catholic Universal churches and their Protestant children churches, although there were no more Levites serving as priests of God, therefore no more need for tithing. And because so many believers have been so thoroughly brainwashed and deceived by Satan's Roman Universal Catholic Christian ideologies, a perverse version of the dead priesthood that God said would end with Jesus has been resurrected and imposed upon the world. The temporary schoolmaster of laws and ordinances that could not save anyone and did not wash away our sins, and that were nailed to the crucifixion stake in Christ, has been perverted and reinstated by the nation-state of Roman Christianity, and many are so blind as to not see this vile desecration and rebellion even when the lights are on. Many deceived souls think that 300 years after Jesus preached deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind and set at liberty those who were oppressed, and after he set the captives free of tithes, church and temple priesthood type rule and oversight, that God would commission a pagan homosexual emperor to start a religion in his name that killed anyone who didn't agree with his Sunday Sabbath. Many believers believe the wrong thing. Many believers think that the Holy Yahweh, who said that it is finished, was not finished, and that he started a Christian church through the Romans who crucified him and tortured his followers in the Roman Colosseum. Many believers believe that God created a church through a gay Roman emperor who violently changed God's Sabbath days and laws, killing saints and murdering holy men of God, capturing Africans for slavery and forcibly colonizing free people, and forced everyone that they colonized and enslaved to be Christians and worship at their altars of statues, images, and crosses. many Christians, many believers have been deceived, and they are sincerely deceived into accepting the religion of the false gods of Rome, the one spoken about in the prophecy of Daniel. And many have died believing in the lies of the liar. For over 300 years, not one saint of Yahweh was ever heard of paying tithes. Yet the Christian church has reinstated what God abolished through Christ. After Jesus died to set men free from the foolishness of temple church religions, the devil cast them back into it. And the saying is true, and the dogs have returned to their own vomit. Slaves return to their abusers and enslavers, and the dead and dying are returning to a religious system that never honored God but sought to change God and worship itself. Satan has truly deceived the whole world, where the ones who are supposed to be servants of Yahweh are now actually slaves of their false gods and ministers of Satan. They are ministers of Satan who proliferate the lie and deception through their schools, printed materials, mistranslated scriptures that were not canonized until 1400 years after the resurrection, and then only to control the people under the disguise of serving God. That is why there was a Bible for slaves and a Bible for the white European oppressors and demons. Study your scriptures and study your church history. You'll find it in there. The proliferation of Satan's false church and demonic doctrines are not easy to see. It takes the revelation of the genuine Holy Spirit of Yahweh for one to see that everything Christian is opposite to Yahweh's truth. The living word is recorded as saying that the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is spirit, not an institution, not a religious doctrine, not a church, not a temple. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. True worshipers, not Christians, but the true worshipers are to worship in the Holy Spirit and in the truth of God's laws and commandments, for all of God's ways are truth. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. His way is perfect. The Lord's word, his laws and commandments are flawless. He shields all who take refuge in them and in him. Let me say that again for emphasis and for clarity. God is a God of truth and without iniquity. He is just and right. His way is perfect. The Lord's word, that is to say his laws and commandments, are flawless. He shields all who take refuge in them and in him. And regarding tithing, not one baptized Holy Spirit gifted saint of Yahweh was ever instructed to tithe into a church, religion, or into a minister, pope, or institution. To the contrary, God, through his especially chosen and empowered apostles, established on earth and in heaven, as is their power to do so, the principle of giving out of love. For God is love and not a temple tax. God is love and not tithing. God is love and not a collection plate. God is love. For each of you must give as you have made up your mind to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, not out of any legal obligation or church apportionment or tithing, for God loves a cheerful giver. And as for church attendance, there weren't any Christians or Christian churches, so no one went to a Christian church, but gathered in each other's homes, and no one called themselves a Christian. Not one saint of Yahweh addressed another saint of Yahweh as a Christian. But they met in each other's home, as was the custom of some, not all, but of some. In addition, gathering together in a church or temple was never a requirement or a commandment of God. And gathering together in a church or a temple never saved anyone. It was never a requirement for salvation, and neither is tithing or Sunday Christian services. We better stop what we are doing and repent. We better repent of getting drunk on Christian junk. We better repent of getting drunk on religious junk. We better repent of getting high on the Christian lie. We better repent of Christian church faith, of Christian idolatries, of Christian crosses, of Christian images, of effeminate men posing as Jesus. We better repent of statues, of false Sabbath days, of lying hymns and lying gospel songs and lying lyrics that preach a message contrary to Yahweh's divine truth. We better repent. We need to repent of the circus that many call worship and of the meaningless pagan rituals and traditions that do not save nor encourage obedience to God's laws and commandments, but enslave souls to the false gods of Christianity and her many demigods called pastors and the many religions and churches of this wicked generation. And although the world has changed and religion continues to change, God never changes, and his message is true today as it was in the beginning. Obey God and live. Disobey God and die. Save yourselves from this crooked, perverse, twisted generation and repent. What agreement can exist between the temple of God and idols? We are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among the false idols and temple religions and churches and be separated, said the Lord. Touch nothing that is forbidden by my laws and commandments. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty, whose name is Yahweh. Why would you need to join yourself to a demonic institution or subject yourself to the priesthood of a religious institution? Why? You are the temple of the living God. Only those who do not obey the word stumbles into faith in religions that do not save. But as for the saints of God, as for those who have believed the good news of Yahweh through his anointed Savior and have repented of transgressing God's laws and have been baptized into water in his name as commanded by God and who have been gifted by the Father with the Holy Spirit, we are a people especially chosen by Yahweh. We are a royal priesthood unto ourselves. We are Yahweh's spiritual Israel, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. We proclaim the high moral standards of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We don't practice the idolatry, sexual decadence, toleration of fornication and intentional single parenting, oral and anal sexual perversions, or casual hookups and smashing, nor friends with benefits. We don't practice those things. We preach, teach, and proclaim the high moral standards of God. We show forth the virtues of God. We are the light of the world, for we set our light high for all to see the truth of the virtues of God. And that is why they are seeking to kill us, to quieten us, to discredit us by calling us crazy and self-righteous, calling our God a homophobe and his laws chauvinistic. That is why we must repent of the God haters dressed up like Juanita, T.D. Joel, Dollar, Copeland, Christian Sapp, Caesar, Donnies, and Franklin, as well as heavily credentialed academic, demonic death dealers and prosperity entertainers. We must come out of them in order to be received by God. We must repent. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. And as always in parting, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him and her out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. Thank you, God. To God be the glory. Keep looking up.